Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron, in a speech to the U.S. Congress on Wednesday, warned that the West must not retreat from involvement in world affairs.
We can choose isolationism, withdrawal, and nationalism. This is an option. It can be tempting to us as a temporary remedy to our fears. But closing the door to the world will not stop the evolution of the world.
Macron promised the U.S. House and Senate that Iran shall never possess nuclear weapons, not in 5 years, not in 10 years, never. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to keep in place deportation protection for 700,000 young undocumented immigrants known as Dreamers. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
District Court Judge John Bates says President Trump's Department of Homeland Security determined that the DACA program was unlawful, but that decision was virtually unexplained. So he's giving the department 90 days and says if there isn't a better explanation, then Homeland Security will have to process new as well as renewal DACA applications. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. government is conducting an intensive investigation into allegations of crimes against Rohingya Muslims in the Southeast Asian nation of Myanmar. The Reuters news agency reports two American officials said more than 1,000 Rohingya men and women in refugee camps in neighboring Bangladesh have been interviewed. About 20 investigators with expertise in international law and criminal justice conducted the interviews in March and April. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday on the latest version of President Trump's travel restrictions against six mainly Muslim-majority nations. Associated Press correspondent Shirley Smith reports.
The Trump administration is asking the court to reverse lower court rulings that struck down the travel ban. The policy has been fully in effect since December, but this is the first time that the justices are considering whether it violates immigration law or the Constitution. The court will consider whether the president can indefinitely keep people out of the country based on nationality. It will also look at whether its policy is aimed at excluding Muslims. Justices are looking at the third version of a policy that Trump first rolled out a week after taking office. Shirley Smith, Washington.
The court is expected to rule by June. A 72-year-old man suspected of killing 12 people and raping 45 throughout California in the 1970s and 80s was identified Wednesday as a former police officer. A law enforcement official said Joseph James DeAngelo was fired as a police officer in 1979 for theft from a store. He's been arrested and is in jail. Scott Jones is the sheriff of Sacramento County.
We started some surveillance. We were able to get some discarded DNA, and we were able to confirm what we thought we already knew, that we had our man. And yesterday afternoon, in a perfectly executed arrest, my detectives arrested James Joseph DeAngelo.
DeAngelo is linked to more than 175 crimes committed between 1976 and 1986. 45 people have been indicted on charges of operating a multi-state opioid ring involving one of the most powerful and addictive painkillers. The U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said on Wednesday that the quantities of fentanyl that were allegedly trafficked in this case are, quote, shocking. The arrests earlier this month in the northeastern states of Maine, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire occurred after a year-long federal investigation into what authorities call an extensive and organized conspiracy. Most of the defendants face life in prison and fines as high as $10 million if convicted. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.